This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Paracetamol poisoning study reveals high risk of repeated attempts and long-term mortality. A comprehensive 15-year study of paracetamol poisoning admissions in New South Wales, Australia, has revealed that while severe liver injury remains uncommon, patients face substantial risks of repeated poisoning attempts and long-term mortality. The findings challenge assumptions about paracetamol overdose outcomes and highlight critical gaps in post-overdose mental health care. 12,047 paracetamol poisoning admissions analyzed over 15 years in NSW, Australia. Paracetamol poisoning outcomes and long-term risks, patient outcomes following hospital admission for paracetamol poisoning, NSW 2009-2023 8525.20, intentional poisonings 23.1, repeat poisoning within 5 years, 4% developed severe liver injury, source of 3 study, The Lancet Regional Health 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Intentional overdoses dominate hospital admissions. The Pavlova 3 study, published in The Lancet Regional Health, Western Pacific, analyzed 12,047 paracetamol poisoning admissions across New South Wales from 2009 to 2023. Researchers found that 85.2% of cases were intentional overdoses, predominantly among young adults seeking self-harm. The study revealed significant gender and age patterns in poisoning attempts. Women accounted for 68.3% of intentional poisonings, with the highest rates occurring among individuals aged 15 to 24 years. This demographic pattern aligns with global trends in self-harm behaviors documented by mental health researchers worldwide. Contrary to widespread clinical concerns, severe hepatotoxicity requiring liver transplantation or resulting in death occurred in only 4.7% of cases. However, this relatively low rate of acute severe outcomes masked more concerning long-term risks that emerged over years of follow-up. Repeat poisoning attempts create ongoing risk. The most striking finding was the high rate of repeated paracetamol poisoning attempts. Within 5 years of their initial admission, 23.1% of patients returned to hospital for another paracetamol overdose, according to the linked data analysis. This pattern suggests that the initial poisoning episode often represents the beginning of ongoing mental health struggles rather than an isolated incident. Lead researcher Dr. Sarah Mitchell from the University of Sydney's Faculty of Medicine and Health noted that current hospital protocols focus primarily on managing acute toxicity rather than addressing underlying mental health needs. The World Health Organization estimates that individuals who attempt self-harm are 100 times more likely to die by suicide within a year compared to the general population. The study tracked patients through multiple healthcare databases, including emergency department visits, hospital admissions, and death records. This comprehensive approach revealed patterns invisible in single-episode studies and highlighted the need for integrated health system responses that extend beyond acute care. Long-term mortality rates exceed expected levels. Perhaps most concerning was the elevated long-term mortality rate among paracetamol poisoning patients. The study found that mortality rates remained significantly higher than age-matched population controls for up to 15 years following the initial overdose. This excess mortality was attributed to both suicide and other causes, suggesting broader health and social vulnerabilities in this patient population. The research team used sophisticated statistical modeling to account for socioeconomic factors, comorbidities, and healthcare access patterns. Even after these adjustments, patients who survived paracetamol poisoning showed persistently elevated risks of premature death. These findings echo similar patterns documented in international cohort studies of deliberate self-poisoning. Dr. Mitchell emphasized that these results highlight fundamental gaps in post-overdose care pathways. Current discharge protocols typically focus on toxicological recovery rather than comprehensive mental health assessment and ongoing support services that could address underlying risk factors. Healthcare system implications and policy responses. The study's findings have prompted calls for revised clinical protocols and health system reforms in Australia. The Australian Department of Health has indicated plans to review current guidelines for paracetamol poisoning management in light of these results. Researchers recommend implementing standardized mental health screening for all paracetamol poisoning admissions, regardless of stated intent. They also advocate for mandatory follow-up appointments with mental health services and improved coordination between emergency departments, toxicology services, and community mental health teams. The economic implications are substantial, with repeat admissions and long-term healthcare utilization imposing significant costs on the health system. Previous studies cited in medical literature estimate that comprehensive post-overdose mental health interventions could reduce both repeat attempts and long-term mortality while proving cost-effective from a health system perspective. While severe liver injury occurred in only 4.7% of paracetamol poisoning cases, 23.1% of patients experienced repeat poisoning within 5 years, with persistently elevated mortality risks lasting up to 15 years. Dr. Sarah Mitchell, University of Sydney, Faculty of Medicine and Health, The Lancet Regional Health, Western Pacific, 2026. Key takeaways: paracetamol poisoning admissions are predominantly intentional, 85.2%, and occur most frequently among women aged 15 to 24 years. Nearly 1 in 4 patients, 23.1%, experiences repeat paracetamol poisoning within 5 years of initial admission. Long-term mortality rates remain elevated for up to 15 years following paracetamol overdose, highlighting ongoing health vulnerabilities. Current hospital protocols focus on acute toxicity management, but inadequately address underlying mental health needs. Frequently asked questions: how common is severe liver damage from paracetamol poisoning? According to the NSW study, severe hepatotoxicity requiring liver transplantation or resulting in death occurred in only 4.7% of paracetamol poisoning cases. Most patients recover from the acute toxicity without lasting liver damage. Why do so many people repeat paracetamol overdoses? The study found that 23.1% of patients had repeat poisoning within 5 years, reflecting underlying mental health conditions that often go unaddressed after the initial episode. Current hospital protocols focus on medical treatment rather than comprehensive mental health support. What changes are recommended for treating paracetamol overdose patients? Researchers recommend implementing routine mental health screening for all cases, mandatory follow-up with mental health services, and better coordination between emergency departments and community mental health teams to address long-term risks. The Pavlova 3 study represents one of the largest and most comprehensive analyses of paracetamol poisoning outcomes to date. Its findings are likely to influence clinical guidelines and health policy decisions across multiple countries as healthcare systems grapple with the dual challenges of acute poisoning management and long-term mental health support. The research underscores that effective paracetamol overdose care must extend far beyond the emergency department to address the complex social and psychological factors that drive repeated self-harm behaviors. Source: A comprehensive overview of paracetamol poisoning admissions and long-term outcomes in New South Wales, Australia, a retrospective linked data cohort, Pavlova 3.